Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
All right. It's the last show. I promise. All right. It's the last show for today, Monday, May 11, 2015. But I had to get this off my chest. Don't ever apologize for being you. Don't ever apologize for your strength. Don't ever apologize for your uplifting, positive attitude. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Welcome back. Podcast number 3 for today, May 11, 2015. And I got to get this off my chest, man. Last night, I was at my daughter's volleyball game, and I love going to see my Laura play volleyball. She's my first child to be involved in any kind of organized sports. We kept all of them away. We didn't want to be the professional soccer mom and dad having to sit in the lawn chair on a Saturday morning. How selfish are we, you know, ruining the weekend with games everywhere, driving a professional taxi. But Laura is playing volleyball, so I go see her on Sunday nights. Ann stays home with the kids and the baby. And anyway, I'm in a group of people last night, and there was two guys there who I know mutually, and we were kind of hanging out, all right? One was an ex-neighbor of mine, and the other one was a mutual acquaintance of the two of us, okay? And I'm trying to be a little vague in case they listen to the show. I don't want them to get mad at me. But I got to just share this with you. Both of them corporate slaves, okay? So they got to get up, go to work tomorrow. They probably make 150 grand a year, but they're absolutely miserable. Miserable, okay? They got the big houses in the suburbs, the cars, and all the expenses that go with all that, you know, fake and phony lifestyle, all right? And the reason I say it's fake and phony because I know they're miserable because each has told me separately, they're miserable. Like, but they never ask what I do. They never ask what I do. And I'm the guy, especially my old neighbor, when he would drive home, I would be grilling out at noon in the driveway all summer long. That's what I do. I go for a run or I work, and I'm grilling out anywhere between noon and 5. You'll see me because I can, you know. So he'd come home maybe for lunch once in a while or cut the day short and go golfing, and I'd be, hello, waving in there. It's just the lifestyle, man. I always wanted to be that guy grilling out at noon, you know, on a Wednesday or a Monday in my neighborhood just because I can. So talking to them both last night, I had nothing in common with them. Nothing. I was happy. I was excited. I'm not getting up to go to work the next day. I don't have emails waiting for me. My Crackberry isn't going off like crazy with bing, 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 people trying to get a hold of me and stuff. And I can tell just they're doing everything. The conversation was, hey, about this weather, first of all, you know that you have no relationship with someone and your conversation's going downhill faster than an avalanche when they say, hey, how about this weather? Hot enough for you? I'm like, oh my God. That's the default we have nothing in common phrase, okay? Listen, somebody ever says, how about the weather? Hot enough for you? Whatever, cold enough for you? You're done. You got no relationship with them? Cut them right out of your life, all right? But I hadn't seen these guys together. They both had their kids playing basketball. They were actually playing basketball, and our daughter had volleyball on another court. So I'm like, yeah, wow, it's awesome, man. Was out doing lawn work all weekend, probably going to get some done tomorrow morning as well, and just crickets. What's tomorrow morning? It's Monday. It's Monday, fun day. Every day that ends in Y is my day. I'm not saying that to them because I've already tried that stuff, and it didn't work. Went over like a lead balloon. So we're just kind of sitting around, hands in pockets, and these two are talking, and I'm just kind of trying to figure out where do I fit in this conversation. And the truth was, I don't fit in this conversation. They're talking about work tomorrow. They're talking about the rest of their week. They're talking about stuff they got to do after 5. And I'm thinking, I got nothing in common. Nothing. We're about the same age. We got daughters about the same age, but we got nothing in common life-wise, man. They sold their soul to the corporate devil. I got nothing in common. And so I felt like such a, you know, you talk about feeling like an outcast. You ever feel like that? In a group of people, you're positive, you're outgoing, you're always happy, and you're excited about what's going on, you know, for the next 5 days in your life. And these guys or girls, women are the same way, just not, how are you doing? Not bad for a Monday, Wednesday, right? Now, contrast that. You go to a live event with entrepreneurs, or you go anywhere where there's a group of people that do what you do, right? They're excited, jacked up, they love what they do, they're passionate about what they do. Like, you're like, oh, that's right. And you're always laughing and things going on. I've been in that environment rarely, okay? I have to get on airplanes to be in that environment. I don't think I can ever get in that environment locally. Locally here, I got to play the old, I hear you. Yeah. Now, to a certain extent, and then I got to eject from the conversation. Like, the fighter pilot that hits in the seat goes pew, right straight up in the air 10,000 feet. And he lands with a parachute. That's me. I pew, hit the button. I right out of the plane, man. Right out of the negativity plane, and I parachute right out of the conversation. Land safely back in my car, and I drive away as fast as I can. Sometimes I go home literally, and I take a shower to wash the negativity off of me. True. It's true. Because you can't. I got to get on airplanes to be in environments with people at live events that are so jacked up that they think anything is possible. They think anything can be possible with their dream, with the correct momentum and passion and everything that's going forward. They know that they were destined for greatness. They know that their best days haven't even happened yet. You try having that conversation on a Sunday night at 8 o'clock, okay, with somebody that's going to a job the next day. It was 2-1, so the negativity was all over the place, man. I had my mental hazmat suit on. I wasn't letting any of it come into my mind, and I just politely ejected from the conversation, which they were all too happy to get rid of me and my little smiley face like I ate a banana sideways, because I'm that guy. You don't want me in the conversation when you're stuck at the JOB. I'm not that guy. But you know what? I don't apologize for being that guy. You don't have to apologize for being a very positive, outgoing dreamer. Somebody that knows your best days are ahead of you. Don't ever apologize for who you are. Now, if you're negative, change. Get out of that situation, man. Those two guys right there, perfect for each other. They can commiserate. They got so much in common because they got nothing going on. They got nothing to look forward to. And this week is going to look exactly like last week. This week in your life, if you're anything like me, doesn't even resemble last week at all. You know, my weeks never start the same. They never end the same. There's variety and spice of life, man. That's what keeps you young. You know, I don't even work out at the same time every day because I want to keep stuff spiced up. Why? Because I'm free. That's the beauty of being free, man. So you're going to be the awkward person. You're going to be the fifth wheel in any conversation that resembles mediocrity, average, that's why they call it corporate America, man. They're all just corpses.
How you doing? God, you. I'm doing all right.
Not you, baby. Not you. I had to get that story off my. I came home, told my wife. I said, well, got pushed out of another conversation. She goes, oh, well, what'd you do? Because she knows I just say stuff now. I don't even care. I'm not rude, but I just eject stuff from my mouth that. It's like, oh, man, really? Why don't you just take the day off tomorrow? And then they look at me like I got four eyes in my head. Like, that's not like, oh, my God, did he really just say take a Monday off work? Does he understand how much work I got to do? I'm like, you know what you don't have? You have no control in your life. You're making 150 G's a year. You got your nice car. You got your nice house. And you got no freedom. Are you kidding me? You can't buy that. You can buy all that other stuff, but you can't buy the freedom. You're going to be 75 years old in the rocking chair, looking back with regrets, thinking, oh, man, look at all the stuff I missed in my life. When I was 45, I should have listened to that psycho Crowley guy that was spewing all that positivity at the volleyball match in May of 2015. Because you know what? He is having the best day ever, and my life has sucked for the past 30 years. I end up being overweight, out of shape, diabetes this, diabetes that. I tried telling Crowley that high blood pressure and heart disease runs in my family, and you know what that son of a gun came back and told me? He said, it ain't that heart disease and high blood pressure runs in your family. It's that nobody in your family runs, child. Do you pick up what I'm laying down? Now, that's the guy, me, you don't want. anywhere near a conversation of excuses, because I'm that guy that's going to end up making you so mad that you're going to do one of two things. You're going to actually get going with your life, or you're going to ask me to get going, and I'm glad to do that because I don't ever apologize for having hope left in the tank. Do you hear what I'm saying? Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.